Us, Dr. Azra Ziada, we thank you so much. London-based medical doctor, healthcare systems analyst, who's helped gather evidence of war crimes from Gaza and has been in touch with a network of doctors and healthcare workers in Gaza, including Dr. Abu Safia. And thank you so much to Amel Gutatfi, who is the director of this documentary, The Disappearance of Dr. Abu Safia, which is available online. We'll link to the whole documentary. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Nicole Salazar. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready? Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and we've got a wild show in store for you today. We'll start up on the liquor side of the family, like we usually do. We'll close down on the gospel side of the family, like we usually do. And in between, during the chaos that reigns, you'll hear from Lisa Alexander and Alison Bonavolia doing a preview of the upcoming 25-26 season for Calliope House, a local Pittsburgh folk music organization. But let's get things started, shall we? Oh, here, let's go back to the bluegrass wilds of Long Island for the Feinberg Brothers.
Lights just right, the music soft and slow. Couples glide across the floor, no one would ever know that they're across that crowded room while others have their fun. Sits the host and guest of honor at a party just for one. Just for one is a lonely place to be. Adrift on a lonesome river and out to a heartbreak sea. Just for one, with just himself to blame. She no longer stands beside him. She no longer takes his name. heads back home to sit alone and reminisce how things have gone so wrong. And when he stares across his empty room, remembering all the fun, he's the host and guest of honor at his party just for one. Just for one is a lonely place to be. Adrift on a lonesome river and out to a heartbreak sea. Just for one, with just himself to blame, she no longer stands beside him. She no longer takes his name.
Can't be blamed. found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, everybody, this is Ned Lubarecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
the background, you are listening to Frank Wakefield play the Beer Barrel Polka. It's a great way to end the Liquored Up set. And eventually he'll go into Under the Double Evil. He's done this. This is from a record he made with his friend Taylor Baker back in about 2013, if my memory serves me right. Now, let's tell you about the Liquored Up set of music. We start off with the Feinberg Brothers doing Party for One, the title track from their 2018 album. Then you heard from the Turnpike Troubadours doing Gin, Smoke, and Lies from their 2012 record Goodbye Normal Street. Then after the PSA, you heard two tracks by artists who will be coming to Pittsburgh for the Clive B. House Concert Series, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. The first thing you heard was Molsky's Mountain Drifters, I Get My Whiskey from Rockingham. And you heard, that was from a record they put out in 2019, I think. And then you heard from Damn Tall Buildings doing Green Grass and Wine, also from a record they put out in 2019. And joining me here in the studio are the two movers and shakers who make Calliope happen in Pittsburgh, Allison Bonavolia, the big boss, and Lisa Alexander, the secondary boss, the capo. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. It's great to be here.
Well, I think I told Lisa off the air that I think that there's a noticeable change with the two of you in charge. There's a lot more emphasis on Calliope going back to its roots, you know, with the community, with the Pittsburgh music community.
Absolutely, Richard. Yeah, we are really trying to deepen our connections to musicians and different musical groups in Pittsburgh and kind of draw them back into the fold and do work that is truly collaborative.
I know that over the summer you started doing a lot more sort of concerts out in the community. And
yeah, we had this great opportunity to do some shows at the Post-War Gallery in North Point Breeze, and those kind of came up at the last minute, and we hustled and we got it done. We had two great concerts, one in July, one in August, and from musicians that we heard about from our local music friends, their connections who were touring through, and they were both great successes. So we're hoping to do more of that, to bring music into communities.
But, of course, Lisa, you've got your main stage events at, again, you and I were talking off the air about how much we both like the City Winery where the concerts are held. I mean, excuse me, the Pittsburgh, original Pittsburgh Winery.
Yeah, I was just going to say the original Pittsburgh
Winery.
Not
the City Winery, which is a national franchise and, you know, charges, you know, covers, charges for this, that, and the other. But the original Pittsburgh Winery really feels like a folk club. You know, you go down these stairs, and out you come into this big room with a bar.
Yeah, I think it's been a really good fit for us over there. You know, it's a space run and created by local musicians, and so it's a good place for us to be doing our series. So,
Allison, how many concerts are you going to do this year at the Pittsburgh Winery,
the original Pittsburgh winery. I'm glad that you actually brought up the two wineries. We like City Winery. We did our season there a couple of years ago. But it's a different vibe. And as Lisa said, the OPW, as we call it, really works for us. We're going back to the winery on Penn Avenue in the Strip District for six main stage shows, and I think we'll get to this at some point. We're also going to be doing shows at the Root Cellar in the Marshall Building, which is the big white mansion on the corner of 5th and Shady. It used to be a big yellow mansion, but it's been painted. I think it's still undergoing some external work. They're still scaffolding up, but that is the Marshall Building, and Calliope has been doing shows in the basement of that building for about 15 years. And last year we went back for six shows, and we're going to go back this coming season we're planning on nine dates with a little bit more of an emphasis on local musicians, local shows.
Well, I think actually the first show you're going to do this year is there at the Wine Cellar.
Indeed.
I mean, at the
Root Cellar. Everything is a cellar.
A lot of cellars.
Yeah, everything
it is a
like
cellar.
All the best music is presented in a cellar.
Again, for this one, you have to go downstairs and through a dark hallway, and then you come out on a room.
Correct.
With windows up above looking out on the street level. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Our first show at the Root Cellar is at 6300 Fifth Avenue, for those of GPS lovers, is Bruce Molsky and Daryl Anger. And this is really kind of an amazing opportunity to see these two truly outstanding musicians in a very intimate setting. So, you know, we can probably fit 100 people if we tried in the Root Cellar. And you are right there up close and personal with the musicians. So you really, you just get to see everything. You get to see how they work together. And it's a really special place to be in the Root Cellar to see this caliber of musicians. So please join us.
And Lisa, the first main stage event is coming up on, I think it's October 18th, isn't it?
Yeah, it's October 18th with Damn Tall Buildings, who we just heard. Mm-hmm. They're great. We've seen them at Folk Alliance, the conference that happens every year. And I think I was looking up some quotes about them. One of my favorite, I guess, descriptions of them at the Boston Globe said they were Old Crow Medicine Show meets Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros meets Flat and Scruggs meets Nickel Creek with a dash of Avett Brothers and a sprinkle of Johnny Cash. So rather long-winded, but really detailed, I guess.
Yeah, but what really captivated us about this band, aside from their musicianship, of course, is that they were just so much fun. Yeah. Like, they had that room on their feet, and they were all kind of gathered around a single mic, and it was just a really fun show. So this is going to be really energetic, and they bring a kind of a little bit of a modern flair to bluegrass. So yeah, that's going to be a fun way to start the season.
Then your next main stage concert is with the Barefoot Movement.
Yeah, the Barefoot Movement. So they're bluegrass Americana harmonies. There's a lot of harmony going on with them, with a little bit of a bluesy grit. It's a Noah Wall, who has amazing voice, and she's also a fiddle player, and there's the mandolinist Tommy Norris and upright bassist Katie Blamars.
And from them we're going to hear a 2023 track, and it's called Ariel's.
Life is a waterfall, one in the river and one again after the fall.
And you just heard Lily Henley along with Duncan Wickle and Haggai Cohen-Milo playing Marina Mayaman from a release they put out in 2022. And before that was the Barefoot Movement doing Aerials from a release they put out in 2023. And the Barefoot Movement are going to be at the original Pittsburgh Winery on November 15th. And Lily Henley and Duncan Wickle are going to be at the original Pittsburgh Winery on December 13th for Calliope House. Allison, I'm not that familiar with Lily Henley.
Mm. Yeah, well, I had actually never heard of her either until we went, as Lisa mentioned, to Folk Alliance International. So that's the conference of the folk community for people like us who are looking for just the best and most amazing musicians to bring to Pittsburgh. So I saw her perform and was just blown away by her vocals and was so excited to see Ladino represented at the conference. So the song that you just played, Morena Mayaman from 2022, if you speak Spanish, you would definitely be able to understand the lyrics of that song, but it's actually, it was sung in Ladino, L-A-D-I-N-O. So Ladino is the language of Jews of Spanish origin dating back nearly 1,000 years. And what happened was, as we know, the Jews were kicked out of Spain and Portugal around 1492, and they lost touch with Spanish, but the Jews moved around to all parts of Europe and all parts of the world, and Ladino came to pick up influences from many, many languages, including Hebrew, Arabic, Greek, Turkish, and even French. So Lily Henley is among a group of artists who are keeping the language and the culture alive through music. But she does new things, too. She sings traditional songs, but is also doing some really new and interesting things with Ladino.
Again, Lily Henley and Duncan Wickle will be appearing for Calliope House at the original Pittsburgh Winery on December 13th.
Yes, very excited about that show.
Well, Lisa, coming up next, I've got a track from someone who's appearing again at your first concert of the year at the Root Cellar.
Yeah, it's going to be Daryl Anger. You know, he's a Grammy-winning Nashville fiddler. He's a founding member of the David Grisman Quintet, which I think is pretty great. And I'm excited to see him with Bruce Molsky specifically, because I've seen Bruce before and he's amazing, but Daryl is new to me. So,
well, one of the things that Daryl has done is, as he's gotten older, he's done more and more work with young fiddlers.
Yeah.
And so his most recent CD, all the tracks, I think except one, he plays with a fiddler he's worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the one we've got picked out to play now is a version of Liza Jane that he does with fiddler Mike Barnett. Thank you.
time changes everything. When you left, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain.
I killed the romance.
Now the dark clouds have gone and there's blue skies again. 'Cause time changes everything. Time has passed and I have forgot you.
How could you forget me?
Mother Nature does wonderful things.
Getting it taken care of.
I guess it's true for me and for you that time changes everything. You can change the name of an old song. Rearrange it and make it swing.
It don't mean a thing.
I thought nothing would stop me from loving you. But time changes everything. So good luck to you and God bless you. I can't say I won't love again.
Better.
You've gone your way and now I'll go mine. 'Cause time changes everything.
Oh, my heavens, that was so much fun. Jaron Paxton and Dennis Lichtman doing a fantastic version of that great old Bob Wills song, Time Changes Everything. And Lisa, I asked you, do you know who was playing fiddle? And I told you it was
Jaron Paxton.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's pretty crazy.
But those two guys have so much fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this concert, especially. I'd seen Jaron in the past. We had him at the Carnegie Lecture Hall years ago, but this is a different way to go about it.
And when could people come and see him? At the original Pittsburgh Winery.
That's right. This is going to be on February 28th, Saturday night. So, you know, you can find out about that show and other shows at our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Calliopehouse.org.
Yes.
Right. And before that, we heard from Lily Henley with a song that Allison pointed out to us was in Medina. And it was Marina Meyaman, and she had Duncan Wickle playing with her there, and he's going to be playing with her when they come to Pittsburgh, the original Pittsburgh Winery for yep. Calliope.
Yep, they're going to be there on December 13th.
Yeah. Now, coming up next are two artists I don't know anything about.
Ah, yes, you must be referring to Nydia Góngora. The first artist, is that okay? Super.
See.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were very fortunate to learn about Nydia through the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation. They have wonderful programs that fund the touring careers of artists from around the world. And touring with a large Colombian band is very expensive, but Their funding makes it possible to bring these amazing opportunities to organizations like Calliope, and we can bring them to the Pittsburgh community. So that's our connection to this particular band. Nydia Góngora is an Afro-Colombian musician from the Colombian South Pacific, and in the region, she is famous. She is number one, and she'll be coming with her whole band. So this
wow.
is going to be quite a blowout, knockdown kind of experience. So you're not going to want to miss this. It's going to be a really fun show. Again, you know, the winery, it's bigger than the root cellar, but it's still kind of an intimate setting. So you're gonna really get to see Colombian music up close and personal.
And it's when is she really coming?
She will be with us on, that is going to be April April 11th, that's right. So all of the shows at the winery, at the original Pittsburgh Winery on Penn Avenue in the Strip, they're all on Saturday nights.
Right.
Saturday nights.
Saturday
night. It's different this year. Last year it was Friday. This year it's Saturday. And they're all at 7:30. So that makes it easy. And I also want to mention our subscription program. We are selling subscriptions now only until September 19th. And there are some really special deals you get if you buy a subscription between now and the 19th. And I'll talk about that after.
All right.
After you play the song.
Here comes Nidia Gongora en Los Manglares.
Eterno soy.
universo responde.
Settling for less in my own
background. You are listening to Mark Tamsula and his regular co-conspirator, Richard Withers, play a medley of two traditional Pennsylvania tunes, Camptown Hornpipe and Sally Gooden, from a release they put out in 2022. And before that, we heard Guest from Joey Clark. And before that, we heard Nydia Bangora doing Endless Manglares. Close enough?
Yeah, close enough. That's in the mangroves, if you want to translate it.
And we didn't talk about Joy Clark. When is she coming to Pittsburgh for Calliope House?
Yeah, so Joy Clark and her band, I think she's coming with four other pieces, will be at the original Pittsburgh Winery on May 9th, 2026. Again, those are all on Saturday evenings at 7:30. We heard about Joy Clark at Folk Alliance International through Allison Russell, who did the keynote there. Allison Russell had just amazing things to say about Joy Clark, and that really perked our ears up, and we listened and we thought, yes, this will be a great show for Calliope, for our Calliope main stage. Excited about that show.
All those shows are great now. Yeah. Lisa, why am I playing Mark Tamsula in the background? I like him.
I was going to say, because we love Mark. But he also is one of our longtime teachers at the Calliope School of Folk Music. And he has three classes on the roster coming this fall. He usually teaches a number of classes, but he's going to have Fiddle 1, Fiddle 2 Repertoire Jam Session Tunes, and a Bluegrass Banjo 1 class offering.
I still think it's so funny that he's teaching Bluegrass Banjo.
Yes. Yeah.
I never see him in public at a jam session with a bluegrass banjo. It's either, the old time banjo or the fiddle.
Yeah.
But see, that to me is one of the things that's special about Calliope House, is that you do lots of things locally. We mentioned earlier, you're reaching out to the original Pittsburgh winery, to the Root Cellar, other venues for concerts, but also the School of Folk Music.
Yeah, the school's been running since the 90s, actually. And so we have, local musicians usually teaching. We offer typically 8-week classes and sometimes shorter workshops and a variety of instruments.
And information about the whole shebang of Calliope House offerings is available
on our website at www.calliopehouse.org.
Now, before Lisa Alexander and Alison Bonavolia escape, I just have to get Lisa to talk about an unusual new class just for a few seconds that you told me about off the air.
Oh, yeah. It's a community course series. It's a different kind of class that we're doing here. It's featuring shape note singing. So if you don't know what that is, I encourage you to go to our website and read up a little bit about it. There's some helpful notes on there that you can, and actually I say helpful notes, I don't mean that with any irony, but yeah, it'll be a really cool group class that you should check out.
Well, again, thank you both so much, Lisa Alexander and Alison Bonavadia, for coming in to talk about Calliope House. Remember, if you're not listening to this in the greater Pittsburgh area, make sure you do what you can to support live music and live music series wherever you live.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911 Only send text messages. Mall to media files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough.